you, Gregory.
You're welcome.
It's funny how much of a jerk you sound like with one reads your bio. It just sounds ugly. So I want to share an idea that we're working on or think through a lot in our organization. Another way to approach this is we're challenging ourselves and other newsrooms. We think we should rethink how we define competition. So, a little background. Yeah, I'm the co-founder of a small niche publisher called Technically Media. Do about 1.5 million revenue in 2016, so we're small. 20 full-time, 5 part-timers. Published 2 brands, but I'll use Technically for a couple of my examples. It's a little more established. We're in 5 East Coast markets: Philly, Brooklyn, Baltimore, Delaware, and DC. That's our team. So this is our mission statement at Technically Media. We convene the smartest people and organizations and industries that matter for local communities to thrive in the future. Doesn't say news or journalism. We are a business publication, and it's a strategy we use to execute on our mission. We think we're servicing our communities to help to make them better, and we think that journalism is the strategy we use to do that. So we like to think about what is our competition, and a pretty traditional way to view that would say, we are, in the Technically sense of things, we're a tech and business news site, so technology and business publications are our competition. The business journals, the business publications at our metro dailies in our markets, all very familiar. That is who we would say our competition is. A slightly more adapted answer that we all use a lot is, well, we're competing with audience online, so everyone is competition, which is a nice thought, but incredibly unhelpful whenever we think about competition. Like, so sure, everything is competition in terms of audience engagement. I don't think that's really helpful either. So instead, we're trying to think about lines of business, and that's how you should understand journalism organizations. So for us, we say journalism is a strategy, not an industry. It's a methodology we all in this room use to execute on a mission, execute on a business line, and that's what brings us together, not a shared business. So probably helps to define what we, how we define journalism. So for us in our organization, we say it's the act of helping a community reach the closest approximation of its truth. That just means we want a community to better understand itself. So that's the transparency we care about. That's the challenging questions we care about. But writing a 700-word article with a nut graph never was necessarily the only way to do that. So again, journalism is a methodology to end at making your communities better. So the end product of being challenging to a community is you get this really great relationship with smart people. I presume all of us are proudly think that one difference between maybe the communities we build and other online audiences is I like to think we tend to believe we create really smart, engaged communities. That's what journalism is really good at. We say challenging things, so we are naturally going to build mostly an audience outside of our comments. We're going to build an audience of people who want challenging content. So it's smart and engaged people. So then logically you would say all of our organizations, nonprofit and for-profit, we're ultimately trying to say, how do we provide enough value to our audience to be paid for it? Whether that be in the grant space, but if it's any kind of, any number of business models you might have. That's essentially what we're all trying to do. So at Technically Media, we talk a lot about, we're developing the most sustainable business we can that uses the community journalism strategy. We are challenging our communities, and for all the times that a sponsor or client has pulled out and said, you've been too critical of us, we'll try to say we are building the most authentic relationship with a community you care about. You need us, and we're the best partner for you. So it might help do a little window into how we make money. We were very early on the wave of events business, so in 2009 we were doing paid events. We also do sponsored content, some jobs board placement stuff, and some activations, and this lines up nicely with whom we actually consider our competition. So we do events. That means events businesses are who we're competing with. We do some talent, which is like a jobs board, basically. Recruiting firms are whom we're competing with there. Creative, content strategists. We do some, again, brand activation stuff. It's branding agencies. In all of those threads, we're competing with lots of different businesses, but we use journalism as our strategy. So any of us, and I presume that's all of us, who believe that journalism strategy is an important key to making communities better, that means we want all of our organizations, whatever business lines we succeed in, to win. And so it's worth to think about, there are lots of different business lines that journalism organizations can be in. We know this. You may sell data. You may essentially be doing events production. You may be essentially an affinity or membership group if you're a subscription pattern. there's any number of different business lines we're all in, but we're all using journalism as a strategy to build that relationship with the best audience. And frankly, I want all of these business lines to be owned by journalism organizations, organizations that have journalism DNA. So increasingly, even if you have beat competition, that's not who you're competing with. So, in conclusion, I want you to rethink your competition. It's not just your beat. It's collectively we're using journalism to deploy a business line. So journalism is a strategy, not an industry. Thank you.
Can we get one more round of applause for all the lightning?